Hi everyone, it is Thursday, April 13th. It is about 9:25 a.m. So, we unfortunately didn't end up going on vacation. Our flight was canceled. So basically, to make a long story short, I was like finishing packing and I was putting my AirPods away and I get this notification that our flight was canceled. I have the Spirit app. I had just got it yesterday because my brother was helping me and my mom check in and get our boarding passes on our phone. And he said, well, you should get the Spirit app. As I told him I didn't have it, my mom did. So we check in, we do all that. And then I find out the flight's canceled. And then we were basically on the phone for like 2 hours, like trying to talk to someone at Spirit. I had to cancel my hotel that they gave us the runaround there too. They said I booked it through booking.com, which I know I didn't. They said that I did. They said they couldn't cancel it. It was restricted. And it wasn't like the hotel's direct number. I think it was some like reservation office thingy, that we called, but they said it was restricted. They couldn't cancel it, which we tried calling booking.com. They did give us the confirmation number. It didn't work. And then we called the hotel and then they were like, yeah, you did book it through booking.com, but I'll just go ahead and cancel it because I think she knew that we weren't messing around. And I know I didn't book it online. I remember, I think my mom was trying to help me book it online, but it wasn't working. We were having a lot of trouble. So we just decided to call on the phone and it was, and then like they did it. And I remember even talking to someone and they said, they would give me a handicap accessible room because I asked for that. So I remember being on the phone with someone when we booked it. And I even said something along the lines of like, oh, I do want the refundable in case I have to cancel. And they were like, well, hopefully you don't have to. So yeah, little did I know I would have to. So we have no flight. So basically, with Spirit, like that thing I hate about Spirit, they changed our flight. So they changed our flight going home already. They were going to give us a layover in Florida, which like didn't even make sense. Like why we're going south just to go north. It just doesn't make sense. So then we decided to change it. We were like, okay, well, are there any other options? And then they had this really early one. It was at like 6:30 a.m., which means we would have to wake up at like 3 a.m. just to get ready and stuff. So Sunday already would have been like ruined because our last night of vacation, we would have had to be in at like 8 o'clock. Like who wants to be in your hotel room at 8 o'clock at night when you're on vacation? So that's like, that day was already like kind of ruined because we would have like just had to be in early. So yeah, so basically, and they still had that flight available with the layover in Florida. So they could have like rebooked us on that flight, but there was really no other options. And just like going with another airline would have been really expensive. And especially at this point, spring break week. So they probably would have like jacked up the prices. And I'm surprised that, because we think the flight was canceled just because there weren't enough people, because when you check in, you see a picture, there's like a picture of the plane and you could see like all the seats that are grayed out, which means they're taken. And there were a lot of seats that were still available. So we just think there probably weren't enough people. So they canceled it, which really sucks because I was looking forward to this trip. So my mom and I, we decided like, we're still going to be like in vacation mode somewhat. We're going to go out to eat. I think tomorrow night we're going to go somewhere overnight. We just have to find out where we want to go. So I'm going to use my duffel bag just for my new duffel bag that I was going to use my personal item because, it's the backpack that I have is a little big just for overnight. I like it, but it's a little big just for like one night. So I'm just going to use that. But, yeah, so that really sucks. We did let everyone know. My friend, I let her know, and she called me. She's like, what happened? And She was like on the computer. Like, it's funny. She was, and we had it all planned out. Like, she was on the computer looking at like places where we can go for lunch. Cause I told her like, oh, I want to have a light lunch. And even like my mom had, and I, we had a couple places in mind because my friend had told me about some places in mind that we were going to go to. So I wanted to go to a couple places that my friend told me about, and we were my, and then we had somebody else visiting us and he was already like looking into things we could do. So it really sucks. But I now have to unpack all my stuff. I already started to a little bit, like my fanny pack. I didn't unpack it, but because I might still use it when we go away overnight. But I could still use my purse, but if I'm using a duffel bag and then a fanny pack, so I don't have two things over my shoulder, I think I'll just use a fanny pack just to make my life easier. So yeah, that's that. So I will be updating, like, I'll probably just let this go until, like, maybe until, like, Sunday or Monday. Probably Sunday because, like, no, Monday we're not going to be coming back from vacation at the crack of dawn. And I will be working later in the week. So I'll probably just, like, end this on Monday or on Sunday, like, and then just go from there. So, yeah, so it really sucks, but it is what it is. So I'll talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it is 10:01 p.m. We were making the best of things today. We went down the shore, we walked around a little bit, we had lunch, and then came home for a few hours, just relaxed, and then we went back out and we went out to dinner. Now we're home for the night. So I have my duffel bag packed. We don't know exactly where we're going, but tomorrow we plan to go away somewhere overnight. And I think we're going to go out for breakfast with my brother in the morning, and then we're going to go to wherever we're going. We don't know where yet. And we're going to wear some dress clothes. We're going to go out to dinner because wherever we get a hotel, we're going to change into dress clothes, and I have this sundress, so my mom ironed it, and then we're just going to hang it up in the back of the car because obviously we couldn't do that if we were flying. And then I have this Z-Quil stuff that I couldn't bring, so now that we're not flying I can, so I'm going to be bringing that. But yeah, flying's a pain in the neck. All the rules, like with the liquids and stuff and things you can and can't bring on the plane, and then like just getting to the airport and all that stuff, and then obviously what just happened to us, it's just crazy. My friend, actually, we brought her a little gift we had gotten her because my mom invited her to my surprise party, but she couldn't be there, and she had this, we had these favors, they're like little candles with flowers on them, and they're glass, and these little glasses, and we put these glitter ribbons on them, and I wrapped them in tissue paper because I have tissue paper for gift wrapping. I have like a lot of it, I have a ton of it. So I wrapped that up, I was gonna put it in my duffel bag, but now I'm just gonna hold on to them because I will see her eventually and I'll give them to her. So yeah, I will talk to everyone tomorrow. Everyone, it's 2:45 p.m. It is Friday, April 14th. We're in New Hope. So we just did a spontaneous getaway. We checked into the hotel. We were on the phone with the airline because it turned out that our return flight wasn't canceled, and we were getting emails to book our seats, and they refunded the one that was canceled because we had asked them to, and then we asked for a full refund for the return flight. So we got that. We should be seeing that in 7 to 10 business days. So we're just walking around a bit. We're going to get drinks first. We were in the car for a while, and then we're going to go to dinner and see what else we get ourselves into, go shopping, stuff like that. So we also went out for breakfast this morning with my brother, and yeah, this fanny pack is working out well, and
So is my duffel bag, because the backpack is a little big just for one night. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it is about 4 o'clock p.m. It's the next day, it's Saturday, April 15th. I didn't have any time to record anything all day just because I got up and we just got ready and left to go do all of our things we wanted to do today. So we checked out the hotel, we went, walked around this flea market, then we went out for lunch, and then we did some shopping, and then yesterday we did some more shopping, and then we went to the bar, and then we went out for dinner, and then we actually listened to some karaoke for a little bit, but we didn't really stay too long. So obviously I'm now home. I just got home a little while ago, probably around like 3:30. And then I also so I got some fragrant stuff. I got like some exfoliating stuff. It's kind of like soap/moisturizer. I got some body butter. I also got some fudge. I got chocolate and vanilla. I got a 1/2 pound of each. And then I also got some jewelry. I got a flip-flop keychain. I got a bunch of bracelets, a pair of earrings. And then when I was down the shore the other day, I got one of those tie bracelets. Like it's a rope and you just like pull it to make it tighter, that with a dolphin on it. But then yesterday, I got a bracelet that has like tiles on it. I got two of them actually. And then I got a flip-flop keychain. I got a couple other bracelets. I got like a bead bracelet. So I got a bunch of stuff. And then I got earrings. And then we were in the hotel and there were the people next door to us. I guess they were like having a party or whatever, and it was really loud. So we were like, they were yelling and screaming, and my mom actually called the front desk and complained, and they went to this person's room, and it's a good thing they listened. Otherwise, like, we couldn't sleep like that. It was like, I know they were having a good time, but it was like after midnight and people were trying to go to sleep. So yeah, but luckily they listened, but that's annoying when you're in a hotel and you have noisy neighbors, or really anywhere. But I'm also going out with my friend tomorrow. We're going to Chili's. I asked her yesterday or the other day, I asked her if she was free on Sunday, and she said she was. So I kind of made these plans at the last minute. So I booked paratransit, and then I went and I was like, well, you know, I got a bad window coming back. It's like cutting it close. But my mom actually said she would bring me home. So I'm glad I don't have to worry about that. But we're going to Chili's tomorrow. That'll be nice. And that's a nice little end to my staycation. My accidental staycation. So, and then Monday and Tuesday, I'm still off, but I'm just going to just kind of hang out, do laundry, just kind of like recover from all the activity over the past 3 days. So for the rest of the night, I'm just going to hang out. I'm going to unpack, I'm going to relax. I'm not going to do much of anything. And I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, let me see what time it is. It's 11 o'clock. All right everyone, it is 11 o'clock p.m. It's still the same day. So I have an update. So I guess I'll start from the beginning. So I was, so my brother came over and we had dinner. He brought over pizza and a few other things. He said he was going to bring dinner over just because he didn't feel like cooking. Neither did we. We were like, our heads were already in vacation mode. So he came over, we had dinner, we had tea after dinner, we were just hanging out. My brother was helping my mom schedule the Uber, and she was helping, he was helping her get her boarding pass. Mine was already there. I even added it to my wallet, my Apple wallet. So he didn't really have to help me much because I kind of figured everything out. I had the Spirit app. I went to get it, and then like it pasted the webpage from Safari into my email, and then I was able to check in that way. So we were hanging out outside having tea, and I go upstairs after my brother left. I went upstairs to finish packing, to finalize everything, just put my AirPods away because I wanted to charge them first. So I went to put my AirPods away, and then I went to put my cards in my Slim wallet because I, like I even said before, like I had to make sure I didn't forget my ID or else I couldn't fly. So I put my cards away in my Slim wallet, put everything in my fanny pack. I even put my cards in the front part of my duffel bag. So I was going back to my bedroom, I guess, to just hang out and unwind. I get a notification that our flight was canceled. I come flying downstairs. I said to my mom, I was like, you're not going to believe this. And she's like, what would happen? I'm like, our flight was canceled. She was like, what? At first, like, I think she thought it was like joking. I mean, I knew she knew it was something serious when I like flew downstairs and I seemed upset, but she thought it was at first she kind of thought it was joking, but like she knew I wasn't. But I was like, yeah, our flight was canceled. I just look at your phone, check your emails, because I got the notification, and I also did get an email, but the app sent me a notification. So we figured that. So the other night, because when you check in, normally if you check in the night before, it sends you a picture of the plane and then like all the seats, and then they're grayed out if they're taken. We saw that a lot of the seats were not taken. Like, you still had to buy them, but the ones that weren't, weren't ones that you had to purchase, were grayed out. So like there was a lot of seats left that we had to, that, you know, people that you had to buy. So I think the reason why they canceled it was there wasn't enough seats on the plane. And of course, like, our flight coming back, they had already changed one of our flights. Our flight coming back was at like 6:30 in the morning, which meant we had to wake up at like 3 a.m. just to get ready, finish packing, go to the airport. So it's like Sunday would have been like ruined. It was like we would have had to be, our last night of vacation, we would have had to be in at like 8 o'clock because it would have just been, like, our flight would have just been ruined. So, like, everything would have just, it would have sucked. So even our flight going, like, we still had to get up, like, you know, we still had to be out at 6 o'clock, but it was like just not like there was nothing, there were no other option, nothing comparable to what we had. And it's not like, oh, we could go a day later, we could go a day earlier, because it was 4 day trip. So I called my hotel. They gave us the runaround. We were on the phone with our airline. We were just on the phone with this lady. She kept like breaking up, and then we tried to cancel the hotel. They gave us the runaround. They said I booked it online, which I knew I didn't. I remember talking to someone on the phone. I think my mom was trying to help me book it online, but we were having issues. So we were just like, well, we're going to call them. So after them giving us the runaround, we canceled the hotel. My mom was able to cancel the Uber. And then I canceled, like, I made sure the airline, we are going to get refunded for the airline because it wasn't like our fault. The hotel, I'm not going to get charged for that because it's like putting a card on file was just to secure the room. Like, I'm not getting charged for that. So I'm not getting, and so that'll be nice. I'll get my money back for the flight. So I just have to watch for refund in the next few days. And also, I think I would have got charged for the hotel if, like, I just didn't show up. But that's not the case. I even told them, I'm like, I have to cancel this reservation because my flight was canceled. It was out of my control. But there was really nothing else. And I know one time, and this has happened a lot, like even my mom, she's had flights get canceled and changed. It even happened to her last summer. One of her friends was actually going away somewhere, and we heard about a lot of flights getting canceled, and we didn't know, literally we know, his was one of them, and he checked his luggage, so his luggage got there, and he didn't because the flight was canceled. So that was, and then he was fighting to get his money back. That was a mess. But yeah, we're just making the best of it. We let everybody know. I let my friend know. I just talked to her this morning, and we were like, we had everything all planned out, and she was actually, when I had texted her, she was on the computer, and it wasn't too late. Like, she was still up. She was on the computer, and then she saw my message come in, and then she called me, and, you know, we talked about it. I told her, like, I feel really bad about this, but, like, she was just on the computer kind of, like, looking, like, where we could go for lunch and stuff. So my mom and I, we're still going to, like, be on vacation. Like, we're still going to be, we're going to go out to dinner tomorrow night. We're going to just kind of hang out, do whatever. We're going to be, so we're still going to do, like, we're still on vacation. We're just not going away. And then we're going to stay somewhere overnight Friday and Saturday. And then because my brother, he's still going to dog sit them because I think he said he's still taking off Friday. And then we're going to, so we're going to be doing that. And then, I just have to, like, unpack everything. So I will still be recording, like, just throughout the weekend, like today, probably like today until Sunday. So yeah, I will still do a little weekend post talking about what, like, we're doing. So I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it is around 5:15. It's about 5:15 right now. It is the next day. It's Sunday, April 16th. So, on my way to go see my friend, I'm meeting her at Chili's. I just told my mom I'm just going to take an Uber just because, she doesn't have to be, so she doesn't have to be picking me up late at night. Because she's not a night person, so I canceled my return trip just because that way we didn't have to rush. So, I'm technically still on vacation after all, even though I'm not really supposed to be here. but I'm just going to, I think I'm just going to do that. So yeah, I'm actually, as far as the trip, I am going to try again in August. Hopefully it all works out, but since my mom isn't going, she's not going to go, I'll have a little bit more flexibility. So if, like, something happens with the flight, I can always just, like, leave a day later, or come home a day later, take an overnight flight. I have a lot more flexibility. So yeah, I will talk to everybody when I get there. It's 5:32 and I just got here. I have a table. It's a little loud in here. It is kind of crowded. So my friend, I haven't heard from her at all, so I'm sure she's going to show up. She's not like that, but when you've had something like that happen in the past, it is a little bit concerning. So yeah, but I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it is 8:25. I'm on my way home right now. I was standing outside waiting. I used an Uber just because I was gonna have my mom pick me up, but I was like, well, if my friend isn't there, like, on time, and if we are later than we think, I'll just take an Uber just so, but she doesn't, she's not really a night person, so she was like, oh, well, as I told her, I was like, you want to pick me up between 8 and 8:30, and she said, how about closer to 8, and I'm like, that's fine, and I said, well, I might just take an Uber just because I can stay out later, and she said, like, yeah, just let me know. But I told her today, I'm like, I'll just take an Uber just so you don't have to worry, because like I said, she's not really a night person. So
Yeah, but my friend actually also, she also canceled her trip, but it wasn't because of that. It was just because, like, she would have made it plenty of time, but there was an incident with her dog's harness. It, like, bent. Like, it really, really bent when she was getting off the bus, and her dog, it gets, is a little bit, like, afraid of Access Link as it is. Like, I don't know why, but she said that recently he's been, like, afraid of it. So she wanted to give him a little break from that, so she just had a friend come pick her up. So, yeah, but I will talk to everybody when I get home.
Hi everyone, it's 8:50, so I'm now home and I'm just going to get settled here for the rest of the night. I'm going to be starting a new fresh one of these tomorrow. And it's funny because when you're a kid, your parents always teach you to, like, never not to, like, ride in strangers' cars. But nowadays, like, that's just the way of the world, like, taking Uber and stuff, and, like, they use their own cars too, so it's not like a taxi or anything. So it's not even, like, just the way of the world. But yeah, so I'm gonna end it here, and I will talk to everyone tomorrow.